How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am one of your hosts. I am that good boy. I am Ian. To my left is that crooked arm on our shoulder, that only one of us with a conscience, a Kyle.
How's it going?
And we got the mind of a child, the man that'll do anything for anything, Jarrett.
I was really hoping you were going to say money.
Children don't know what money are.
What
are money?
And the bright North Star, the one that leads us in the night, a gauge.
Now, you said Kyle's the only one with a conscience. Yeah. I feel like I have one, but it's not like the right kind.
I just don't think it's there.
What do you mean?
Like, it's there, but it's like, it's a used up shell of a man.
Like, yeah, push that kid down the slide. What? Who cares?
Yeah, like you're like, I really want to do this. And it's just like, well, I can't stop you. Never could.
No, it's more like, hey, you'll need to give him a tip.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, keep your money. Shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, your conscience is reverse. It's like, do it for you.
He only has the devil on his shoulder. The angel fell off.
I have two devils.
Two devils.
They're like, this is sweet. Let's ride it out here.
It's just the same person going back and forth.
Yeah, like, he'll never know.
One's like, throw the food on the ground. One's like, no, just don't tip him.
Wait, no, he's like, throw the food on the ground and stomp it into the carpet.
And then don't tip him.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk real quick about the Halloween fog outside.
Are we still before the intro?
Oh.
Do you want the theme song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I would like to talk about the goddamn Halloween fog outside. The goddamn Halloween fog, because me and Kyle rode together today for reasons that shall not be explained.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Ian might have shit his pants if he drove himself.
It's the other way around.
Great.
But all this Halloween fog cracking up our window and cracking up the whole road to where we couldn't see where he's going, I thought we was in a horror movie.
And when we did finally see where we were going, there were ghosts
on a barn.
On somebody's house.
Oh, I know where you came from.
Them Halloween spooks up in the sky, freaking us out with all that Halloween fog, not liking it.
Now, the Halloween spooks, that's not like a special effect that they do. They hang anything.
It's hard to tell, you know?
Okay. I just wanted to know how they were in the air.
They're suspended.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes through a little contraption, a little box. Sometimes they'll just throw them up. Just wrap them up. But, you know, sometimes they're sitting.
Oh.
All them Halloween spooks trying to spook people up. It's just redonkulous. And all that dang old Halloween fog. It's hard to see.
The more mad you get at Halloween, the more, like, you're from the country now.
What?
You're backwoods Halloween hater at this point.
Well, I'm trying to find my person.
Oh, you're still searching.
My inner man.
Okay. Mm.
And I don't think that's it.
How's that going?
That's not good.
Mm.
Have we not gotten to the Doomsday yet?
Oh! Speaking of Doomsday, Kyle, go ahead and take that away from me.
See, we have,
Was it not on your phone this week, Kyle?
It's not.
Oh, fuck.
I got
a new
two
phone? He got
phones.
Two phones. One for
his... One for the calling and one for the hauling.
Does he work for Craigslist only?
Darling.
Yes.
He's a mover.
Yeah,
I have
a truck.
One is his Uber phone, the other is his Lyft phone.
Yeah. I can't not.
I can't
at all.
Not with that kind of attitude.
It's not the worst thing.
Croctober.
Yeah.
October. Tuesday the 17th. National Pasta Day.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you got a cold sore and you like getting it worse, throw some of that tomato acid.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What
did you just say?
Pasta's bad for cold sores.
All right.
That's just like such a weird, like, old wives thing to know.
I'm not a wife yet.
Not yet. But I mean, you're going to make a great one, apparently, because you know how to take care of cold sores or how to prevent them from getting worse.
Yep.
Wait, was this pasta thing brought up in pre-production? I don't remember the pasta one.
No.
No.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going here, but I had something for it.
Well, you gave him the phone.
That's true.
So can we still drink orange juice?
No.
No?
What are you asking? Why?
For what? It's not cold sore day, it's pasta day.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, go to Olive Garden or something. I don't know.
Olive Garden has more than pasta, Kyle.
That's not true.
I don't know if you know who I am.
Don't they just do pasta there?
What?
Don't they? They're just a pasta. No. They call that, we're the pasta restaurant. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's like Joe's Crab Shack. They don't only have crabs.
They have shacks, too. That's where Shack goes to eat.
Red Lobster, yeah. I've seen different things.
Different colored lobsters, though?
They aren't. Are they red?
Yeah. They only have red lobsters at Red Lobster. Just like they only have Olive Gardens in an Olive Garden.
It's a good thing I've never gone there because my girlfriend hates olives.
Well, there you go.
They are the worst.
They are the greatest.
But the breadsticks.
They aren't that good. They aren't that good. I'm going to be real.
Oh, my God. I don't think I can do this anymore.
What are we doing?
He eats mayonnaise on hot dogs.
Yeah, you're no
one. I'm not
going
to trust anything
says. You know what was better than the Olive Garden breadsticks?
Don't fucking say anything. Because you eat SpaghettiOs out of a can without heating them up. Go ahead.
You're homeless already.
I don't have holes in my socks.
Not yet. But you're eating food out of a can without warming it up.
Sometimes I'll hold a lighter on it, get a little warm.
That trope was only saved for one character in any early cartoons, the homeless person. They're like, whoa, look, I got these baked beans out of this can I pried open with my big teeth, and now I'm going to eat them with my hand.
You're literally the dude in fucking Dennis the Menace.
No.
What reference is that? Who has seen that movie?
It's Halloween. That's a Halloween movie.
Is it?
So are you cutting an apple and eating it with a knife as well?
And then while the little kid sits at the Ferris wheel, who does that?
Just you can bite into an apple. Why do you have to cut it?
I used to do that when I was a kid because I thought it was cool.
Why?
And you could just more sinister.
It's
but
very
you
cool.
just bite the fucking.
But
thing.
But I didn't get juices all over my face or hands.
What do you mean you don't have hands? Your hands holding the knife that you're cutting the apple with.
Yeah, I don't have to sit there and bite it and then let the juices drip all over
my hands.
How
messy are you when you eat a fucking? What apple are you eating that's spraying juice everywhere?
The juicy.
I'm pretty sure it's not
an
apple anymore.
A juicy apple.
You're like eating an orange.
You're
like
eating
an apple.
Like solidified apple juice at this point.
Isn't that what an apple is?
Like I think he just froze apple juice and was just eating it out of his hands.
You have to inject the apple juice in the apple.
Yeah, that's
and
how apples
and really
get
let
made.
It marinate in its own juices. And then you bite into that sucker.
I can't cross the line of reality and where the joke ends anymore.
I don't understand. This isn't a joke.
Who's joking?
Oh my God. Happy pasta day.
What else do you got? Now we're going to talk about fruit.
National Mulligan Day.
Can we get a mulligan for the beginning of this episode?
Please, God.
No, I like this.
Oh, thanks, Gage.
Your hands are in your head is in your hands.
I'm trying to wrap around the juicy apple part.
Listen, sometimes apples grow different. It's like
what do you mean? No. What do you mean grow differently? Say it. Say that thought you had.
It's like people.
Oh yeah, give me that. Why apple are like
you
people?
You got
now.
a juicy boy, or
yeah?
You get
a juicy boy,
yeah, or you get the skinny ones. Like yeah, like you over there. You're a skinny.
What
one.
Kind of apple would I be?
You're a skinny man.
That's not apple.
Yeah.
No.
You'd be a shriveled up old apple.
Okay.
All skinny and not.
This isn't like a Shrek analogy where people are like onions. People aren't like apples.
I know that because if you bite an apple, it's easier than biting a person.
I'm gonna reach across the table and strangle the fuck out of you.
Don't do it.
I just hate this. I hate it.
Do you want to retry on National Mulligan Day? Because we can. Nobody would ever know.
I don't want to use the mulligan on that. I feel like something worse is going to happen.
Yeah, can we have a rule. We all get one mulligan.
Like today?
For this episode?
So what does that mean? We have to throw out each other's comics?
Yeah.
We only have four.
or just like a statement or like,
or like yeah,
something
if you,
that wasn't funny.
It's like the Gong Show now. Or not the Gong Show. One of those like...
Dong Show? What are you watching lately?
You haven't watched the Dong Show?
Not yet.
Who's in that?
Penis Puppet Theater. What's his name?
Are there any apples?
One of them's called Johnny Appleseed.
Oh.
He does that baby arm with an apple on the end thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Is Cat Stevens in that?
No.
No?
No. You're thinking of the other one.
Okay. So this is the remake?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the one with Simon Cowell and Paula Abdul.
Remix.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
You guys could have honestly convinced someone that was real.
It is.
What? What are you talking about?
The Dong Show?
You haven't seen the Dong Show? It used to come on after Real Sex on HBO.
This isn't real.
What are you talking about?
What?
The Dong Show.
That's not real.
That's
not a real thing.
What are you talking about? You've never heard of the Dong Show?
It's not a real thing.
All right, when the thumbnail for the episode's the Dong Show, you're going to be pissed the fuck off.
God. That's not real.
It's also National Edge Day.
All right. You Creed fans.
Creed.
Is Creed edgy?
I think so.
No.
Creed. You got Creed. You got Third Eye Blind.
Well, Third Eye. Yeah, Carey.
All right. You got 3 Days Grace.
Oh, yeah.
You got Nickelback.
Edgy.
You got The Limp Bizkit.
He's edgy as fuck.
Yeah. There you go. Corn.
Limp Biscuit.
Hey, Mulligan.
All right, not corn.
Oh, ready?
Jeez, that's the one you want to take out?
Yeah.
Do you have a marker?
Yeah, I have a pen.
Out of anything you can do, your mulligan is picking not corn as edgy.
Well, I don't want to have any regrets, and I just want you to be to take the thing I like out of that list.
Okay, fine.
Can I use my mulligan? Can I use my mulligan to put, replace this mulligan?
That's fair.
I'm using Jarrett's. You don't have a say in yours. I'm sorry.
I was going to use my mulligan to take Ian out.
That's not.
You have to sit outside.
You can't do that. Sam's not here.
What?
I can't leave.
Oh.
Can the microphone fit underneath the door?
Just so you guys all know.
It's a long cord.
I can't even take one of my best friends out.
Mm.
He won't let me.
No, we're friends for a reason.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I was going to take him to Olive Garden. His favorite
restaurant. Edgy people don't cry.
They cry one tear.
Nope, they sweat tears.
Go ahead.
What?
I'm waiting for the rest.
No, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. That's
so what
all
makes
them
so edgy?
The fact that they don't cry.
Is that it?
Yeah, edgy people don't cry. They sweat sadness.
So like when they get angry, how does that?
It just builds up in their gullet works.
They don't sweat anymore. They just fucking spray tears out of their body.
They perspirate.
Oh no, like Cilicia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I just
Ian's. I'm engaged. Not very happy.
What's the next Tuesday? Because I know there's another one I like.
Which one? But I don't know.
Black Poetry Day.
Oh, Black Poetry Day.
Who's your favorite black poet? Mine's Coolio.
Okay.
Mine is probably...
This is what this means, right?
I like Twista.
Twista. Awesome. What's your favorite Twista poetry poem?
I listened to him like once. I don't listen to poetry.
My favorite Coolio poem is Fantastic Voyage.
Oh.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I like The Clan of Wu-Tang, but... I haven't really listened to them either.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I there's a few.
Mm-hmm. Kyle?
Tupac.
Tupac's good?
Tupac, yep. What was the Rose from the Concrete or something like that? What's that called?
Sunday Hungren.
That's it.
Sunday Hankren.
Yep.
Hankren for Sunday.
Jarrett, please answer this right now.
Who's your favorite black poet?
Well, no, it said black poetry. It's not Black Poet Day.
Okay,
it doesn't
actually
have to be.
Well, that's cool and all, but who's your favorite black poet?
Are you saying Eminem?
I was going to. No. I guess Chance the Rapper. Whatever.
Okay, Chance the Rapper's
that's
good.
Fine. Yeah. He's actually probably closer
Chance
to
the
poetry
Rapper's
in
pretty,
some of his songs than...
Don't you sell the back the good name of Coolio.
Then it, no, I wasn't going to say
Ooh,
that.
Outkast as a group, or Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
Mm.
That's better.
That upgrade really helped a lot.
Which upgrade?
The 3,000.
The 3,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, up from the 299 is good.
Yeah.
299.5.
Is there another one? Do we have more for Tuesdays?
I think that's a whole
Yeah, we do. It's National Pharmacy Technician Day. Stop giving out drugs to people.
What does that mean?
Huh? I don't
Are
know.
Are you
going
to get political? Do you want me to turn off their microphone for a second? You can just talk?
No.
Okay.
This is your platform.
Yeah, pharmacy techs are cool. I know
a
lot
million
of pharmacy
listeners.
Techs. That's why I brought it up.
I don't know what a pharmacy tech is.
The people that work in the pharmacy.
Okay.
So the people that put the Advil in the bottles and the Tylenol in the bottles and all of that stuff? That's what they do?
The guy that rings me up at CVS for buying a Snickers?
I hate all of you.
Cool.
What are you trying to prove here?
I was just bringing it up because it's on the list.
Listen, pointless people are pointless.
Yeah, why don't you go be a real doctor?
Why don't you go get a degree?
Thank you for subscribing, by the way. Appreciate it. I'll say it, because nobody else will.
We just lost all of our pharmacy technician
followers.
Shit. Oh, yeah, the one.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Sweet.
Your one friend that is a pharmacist.
I don't think we have any.
I'm sorry, Susan.
None of my friends listen to this.
I'll get it.
They all fucking hate me.
That's fair, I guess. I do, too.
I know. It's all good.
Thanks for the like on Facebook. The pity invite.
The pity like. Yeah.
All right, what's next?
So I had a dream last night, and it was because we talked about going to the haunted house.
Our talk made your dream happen?
Yes, it made my dream happen.
That an inception?
I think so, yeah.
So you're I would welcome. Like, I'll say one thing about this dream, and then I'll explain the dream. My sister got flushed down the toilet.
Oh, that's which sister?
Shay.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Awesome.
So it was a Halloween dream, and I was at a pep rally with like my old friends from high school, but we were all of the age we were. It was really weird. And me and one of my friends had to escort another kid around because he was getting bullied. But then the Power Rangers showed up because they were all the school mascots, but they were all killers. and they all killed everybody except for us. And we had to hide from them, and there was a clown, and I hid under a bed, and the clown jumped out of the bed. He was like, well, this isn't good. And then I woke up at 5 in the morning. And I was like, well, damn, time to try again. So I went back to bed, and us four were inside of a hotel.
You dreamt about me?
Yeah.
Mm.
We were in a hotel room with my mom. But she could walk. She had her feet back.
Thank God.
So it was a damn good dream. My sister was there, and we all had to hide from bird people. And me and Jarrett were hiding in a room, and Jarrett was like, we should fight it. And I was like, all right. So I was like, if you fight it and it doesn't work, I'll push you out of the way, and I'll try to fight it, and I'll just keep going. So we ran upstairs, found a bird cage, got in the bird cage, found a little bird, and then showed the bird to the bird person, and then they accepted us. And we went back to the room with mom. My sister got flushed down the toilet somehow. Her legs were sticking up, and I was like, what's happening? And then my mom walked downstairs, went to the basement, got to where the sewer goes, and took my sister back upstairs, and she was all covered in water, and she was like, it was weird. I just fell in.
Did you wake up sweating after this happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to me?
I don't know. You and Kyle went off and did something. Me and Jarrett were trying to fight the bird person.
I know what they did.
Tell me.
Go there.
Tell me.
Go there.
They died first.
Wrong.
Oh, no, they did. They died first. They had to have.
They died first.
Legally.
What do you mean had to have?
You legally had to have.
It sounds like me and Kyle got smart left.
No, I think you and left Kyle,
you guys to deal with
you
the fucking
and Kyle
birds.
Went into the spare bedroom.
What do you mean
bedroom?
No, Kyle?
Yeah, you guys went,
you
in the
spare
Kyle
bedroom,
went
into the spare
got
bedroom,
friendly.
Died
yeah.
first.
Bird person was like, that ain't cool. Peck your peen.
We had two. We had two double beds. We had to make the most of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm sorry. That's efficiency.
My nickname's Birdman. Was I the bird?
No. Okay. It was some lady that was, had feathers and a big beak made of gold.
Why? How did you know she was a lady?
It was a lady bird person.
Was it was it the teacher from Invader Zim?
No, he was like a bird person.
Okay. Cool.
What the fuck? Okay, sir. So the dream happened, and why? What's next? What? So the dream happened.
Are we going to a haunted house?
I want to
go.
Yeah,
you guys talked about going.
I'm so scared, though.
Why are you scared of haunted... Let's talk for a long time. Why are you scared about a haunted house?
So I went as a little kid.
So did I.
Traumatic experience.
So did I.
And I have not gone since.
So same.
So now you're a 20-something person. You're like, well, I was scared when I was a kid, and I know that things are fake now, so I guess I can't go still.
Well, what's fun about scaring yourself?
What do you mean?
Nobody gets scared at a haunted house.
You don't like taking yourself out of a comfort zone for a little bit just to... You know, live on the edge. Edge day.
Take some speed.
Yeah.
Hang out.
I told you I'm afraid of speed.
Heroin white right in the eye.
I went to Field of Screams last night.
Did you get scared?
In Pennsylvania.
What's that?
It's like three... So there's two actual haunted houses, like buildings. And then there's one that's outdoors. It's like a junkyard kind of deal. One of the buildings was, I thought, clown themed. And it's just an insane asylum theme, and there's no clowns in there.
So you all right?
So I was fine.
Did you walk through an empty house?
Yeah, no, there was just like people screaming and like, you know, doing crazy people things that they would do in an insane asylum, like where they're just like, I'm sick. But
sounds like a pharmacist technician problem.
I'm at my Walgreens in the morning.
The one house was like, it's called the Den of Darkness, and it had an attic area. And as we're going through this attic, it like pushes you through this door, and it's like a real cramped door, and it's like a slanted, I have to like fucking crouch down to get through it. And I said, oh shit, the Anne Frank DLC came out this year. And
I like how you made that joke in the group text and no one responded to it. Yeah. You had to make
I didn't even read it.
So I said that, and the girl in front of me turned around and laughed, and then just was like, wait, you can't say that joke.
The fuck I can't.
You did.
And so I
will.
I did.
I'll tell it to four other people and they won't laugh.
Yeah, I know. There's 1, 2, 3 of you. I still think it's funny. And everybody else that I've talked to has said it's funny. You guys can't continue to just say that my jokes aren't funny just to try and upset me because I know they're funny.
Jared, I like you as a person. You're just not the funniest person I know. I think I'm funnier than all three of you.
I agree.
Great.
So.
It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm just happy.
Haunted
house
is not scary.
So the haunted house, no traumatic experience.
No
nightmares afterwards. You're here today, you're fine.
I'm fine. I mean, when I was a kid, I had some fucked up, like,
you're a
haunted
kid,
house situations. But I mean,
you guys are adults now.
I went to a haunted house a long time ago, and I think this is why I'm scared of clowns, BT dubs. So we go
What's
through.
What's that stand for?
Huh? By the way.
I didn't think that was I don't speak French.
Yeah. Mm. So I went to a haunted house and they had like a playroom area in the house and
with the children.
Yeah, well, and there was a clown in there. And they've got like children's like play blocks and like it's like decorated like a children's room. And they had this giant like word block, like the ones that have like letters on them, you use them to spell shit out. And this clown jumped out of it. And my dad said that he thought that I jumped 3 feet in the air and backwards. I'm terrified of clowns because of that.
Because of the guy in the box.
Was because it a of haunted the clown house? In the box, yeah. Oh. No, it was a fuck. It was my friend's house. He had a clown just sitting in a box that jumped out and scared me, Ian.
You need to talk to your friend, because that sounds like a problem.
Here's what I've learned. Don't get sarcastic with Ian, because I'll just go along with whatever dumb thing you have to say.
Yeah, that's true.
I just ignore you're right. him at this point.
Yeah, out of the amount of years that you've known me, I figured you'd...
I've worked at a haunted house before.
Is it the one that we were talking about going to?
Which one are we talking about going to?
Hill High.
No.
Okay.
I didn't work at that one. What? I used to work at the one that was in here in Winchester.
Okay.
At the mall?
Devil's Den or whatever?
Yeah, Devil's Den. Yeah. Hey, this is a while ago. Haunted houses do nothing for me. Because you know when you're getting in there, you're just walking through crowded space where someone's going to scream at you. All it's going to be. The chainsaws don't have fucking chains on them. Whatever. Not scary whatsoever. So I don't get this whole fear of like going back to one. And going to Hill High... Every time I've been to Hill High, it's not nothing scary has happened.
What was the last time you went?
2009.
Okay.
It's been almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years, yeah.
So I heard it wasn't worth going back.
I heard it's ramped up like exponentially since
what is that? Well, like how? What's the haunted house experience you want to have?
Not one.
Okay.
I don't have
like when you go to a haunted house, what do you think you should you be experiencing?
I should shit my pants.
What is the room that's like... Kyle, you walk into a room in a haunted house. What's that room have to do to make you cry?
Which I think this is a room at Hill High Farm.
Okay.
Where it's like it's a narrow hallway, but they get trash bags to or like some type
I hate
of like
trash.
Someone like, take it out, please. It's cluttering hallway.
No, the hallway, and it's like fucking being reborn.
No.
Watch it.
Who births hallways?
The scariest thing ever.
There's a carpenter in there.
Okay, I did almost pass out at this haunted house last night, but go ahead.
Wait, how do you leave that out?
I forgot until
it wasn't even scary, but I did almost pass out.
Stop breathing.
So this hallway, it's basically like claustrophobic.
Okay.
It's very, you know, you can't see. It's pitch black. Probably that's why I'm halfway scared of the dark. I don't know. And then I don't know where I'm going.
Sure. Straight. It's a hallway.
Not fun. Okay.
So I think it's the same thing. It's like a real narrow hallway and they're not trash bags, but like, it's like full of, it's like a fucking sheet that's like full of air or something. And like you're going through and you can't.
I'm not saying trash bags.
It's difficult to explain. It's difficult to explain. But it's like, I call it the womb hallway because it's like sneaking out of the
womb. Why don't you call it like the womb room?
But
that's so much better.
It's a hallway, not a room.
What do you mean sneaking out? Has a baby ever snuck out of a vagina?
Probably. Don't mind me.
But no. So I'm not like, it's weird. Dramatic. Like, I think I'm selectively claustrophobic.
I choose to be. All right.
No.
You put on a bike helmet, listen. You're like, this is fine.
No. So like, if I'm in a room, that, like, with defined walls and, like, I know where I am, I'm okay. Like, you can put me in a small
room.
What's
an undefined wall?
But, like, this, because you can't see where the walls are.
What?
Like, you can't see anything. What? So, like, I'm
like,
going
okay, like
this,
coffin. Pitch black coffin.
Kind of, yeah.
You can't see. Well, I mean, you can feel.
But so it's like you're going through this hallway, but you have to push through. Like, I don't know how to explain what it is.
I wish you could.
Like,
like
almost like two airbags on
each
side.
And you passed out.
And you have to push through. Like, my legs got weak. My arms like fell to my side.
Were your palms sweaty?
So you're like having this sensory deprivation thing.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
So were you born head first, or like
did
you
go
through your feet first?
Did they pull?
Like,
they did the plunger out.
I was probably.
Was it like a water first. Slide?
Was your cord wrapped around your neck?
I wish it had been.
Okay. But yeah, this haunted house.
Haunted house time.
Yeah, this house that we're talking about going to, I've been to before. I think I was there when I was like 10 or something like that. My whole family went.
The one that you're going to.
Yes, the one that we are going to.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Yeah, we are going.
And
who's paying for me?
You.
I'll pay for you.
Jared. Anyway.
Just bring some Depends. Bring a fresh pair of pants. Good to go. Anyway.
If I hurt somebody, I'm sorry.
What does that... What?
I attack in scary situations. I'm like a lemur. Or a pirate. Land pirate.
I can't get in that air again.
So this haunted house. We got to the first room. And it was a normal room. And behind us was like plexiglass, see-through glass. And there was a guy in a chair, chained up.
Okay.
I took one look at this guy. I'm like, not a fan of this. And I left.
Was he not moving?
He wasn't moving. No.
So that was the whole thing, like, well, he's going to eventually.
Yep. He's gonna like leap out, and then he'll get right close to the glass, and then the chains will like pull him back or something like that. Sure. And I'm just like, nope, not having this. And I left. First room. 5 minutes.
Wait, waste of money. You physically left the haunted house, like you exited and did not go back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, bouncer. I'm out.
I thought you meant like you saw that and like you pushed through to the next room just real quick.
No. Wait, is there a bouncer in haunted houses?
Or whatever they are.
No,
is this a
haunted houses club?
Yeah, they have people at like the exits, so if people like fucking pass out or whatever, they can get them out.
At the womb.
See, why don't you just leave them and then be like, yeah, it's part of the prosthetics. They're just there to look good.
Your body's on the floor now. Whatever.
This blood looks so good. Yeah, right?
It probably tastes real too.
So I'm excited to go to the haunted... I like haunted houses. They're fine. I think they're fun.
I like to go through haunted houses and like point to where people are going to jump out before they jump out.
So you fucking ruin it.
Yeah.
I won't mind that.
What is the problem?
I don't like surprises.
Why are you afraid of things so badly?
I don't like surprises.
What do you mean? Why?
Because I don't like them. I don't like being surprised.
All the actors at the haunted house I went to the other night kept patting me on the head and trying to tickle me.
Good boy.
Like, they kept patting me on the head and they kept, like, grabbing at my sides.
Are you sure you went to a haunted house?
Yeah.
Or did you just get, like, date raped?
Were you drugged?
I was drugged there.
Mm. Under your own volition?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a volunteer moment.
All right. I just want to... I'm over it. I guess we are going...
It'll be fun.
I guess we'll talk about it next episode.
You'll have a good time.
I can't wait.
We'll talk about it
next
episode.
You're going with friends.
About what happened.
People who are around you are going to be scared.
Yeah,
Kyle's
me
afraid
and Kyle
things.
Almost
Jared's
got
afraid.
Hammered before we came here.
So
you should have. Why not?
We should have.
I think we should all get hammered and record an episode.
I don't drink.
You will.
Unless.
What does that mean? No, you can't talk me into it.
Unless.
I don't drink.
Unless.
Oh, okay.
It's a one... It's a Juan time thing.
Oh, Juan time
thing.
Are we done with haunted houses?
Yeah, I'm over it. I guess we're going. I'm gonna die, and then I guess.
Do we know when we're going?
You can hold my hand.
You guys pick a day.
Okay. Not yet, no.
Say, how we do meet up?
Yeah,
we will. We'll sign autographs.
The three people that want to show up and watch Ian piss himself. All right, Jarrett.
Oh shit! Wasn't prepared.
How were you not? You knew you were next. That's
I
why
didn't
I have
need
the
it.
List.
Listen.
Oh
listen.
My god.
Okay. So for the would
you
rather?
Some. I mean, I don't doubt it.
I got some. I got some
new topic.
A couple Halloween. There's only two like Halloween related spoopy would you rathers this year or this month? This Whoa. Week.
Damn.
We'll get there eventually.
Nah, man, that's fucked
Let
up.
Let me ask you guys.
Jared is
up.
Drunk.
Did you get aborted out of that room?
Yeah, I sure did.
Just think if someone on the other end, his job is just a big stitch. I gotta poke the kids with them when they come fucking through.
A big stick and a loud vacuum.
Yeah. It's just a guy on the other going.
Dude's like, Dyson makes an attachment.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the moms are like, hey, nudging their kids, remember this?
Yeah. This could have been you.
Oh, there's gotta be every third mom that goes through like, oh, don't you remember this? Ha 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 ha.
This could have been us.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm doing the Halloween ones last. Would you rather live one life for 1,000 years or live 10 separate lives for 100 years apiece? Now the 10 lives would all be separated by 100 years. So you'd live 100 years, then there would be another 100 years, then you would live for the next 100 years.
Now,
if I'm 1,000, do I look like I'm 1,000-year-old, or does my body stop aging at some point?
I mean, I get at some point.
Which point?
You would just.
How long am I going to be 24?
I mean, so your life, the way that you look, I guess it would scale down. So until
you'd
you're
get
100,
old and get young again, and get old.
No. So like, I'm like, wait a minute. So like, from the time you're 1 to 100, you would look like you're between 1 and 10.
Okay.
I got you. We'll say that.
Oh fuck.
So, and
I don't know, but then would that mean that you'd have to go to school for fucking...
Yeah, I have slow buttons disease, like...
Slow buttons.
Like, have to go to school
his for brother.
Yeah. Slow 200 buttons. Years.
Pharmacists are trying to cure that right now.
If I die before 1,000 years is up, what happens?
No, you live this life for 1,000 years.
If I get hit by a car...
You're living that life, bud.
I guess you're immortal for 1,000 years.
If I die before I hit 100, before I move on to the next one, do I start my next 100? Am I like a cat? I have 9 lives.
I think 10 probably. Lives. No, you physically would survive your 100 years, but if you were to get like shot or fucking hit by a car that would kill you,
can I be aborted before the next 100 years?
Now, what if you get
sideways
hit,
yourself out of it? Yeah,
you get suicideways. If you get hit by a car and you become a vegetable in your 1,000 years, are you a vegetable for the rest of the time?
100 years.
I guess
years
so.
Based on that.
I guess
yeah,
you're
based
right.
on that,
so.
I'm saying 100 years,
I'd wanna,
10 times.
I'd want to do the 100 years for 10 times just because that's
now,
like...
Now, do you have your memories from each time?
No, you're a new person each 100 years.
Things, actually. So, I would just be a safe person for 1,000 years, I think.
So like a hermit. Just live in the woods.
I'm still okay with the 100.
So these 10 different lives, is this like Quantum Leap level, like where we don't know where we're going?
It would
it's
be
just,
if I know
I'm just,
you
I'm just dropped in a body.
I don't know Quantum Leap.
Like, are you guaranteed to be born in the United States, or are you guaranteed to be born in general? Like,
So
you can get born in like the Middle East, or like
you could.
Japan.
And I like, I don't always wake up as me. Do I wake up as another person? Like, am I a girl once?
Yeah,
you could be.
Okay, I'm doing the 100.
If that's what you identify as,
it's not Tumblr.
I'm doing the 1,000.
All right. I'm doing hundreds.
Hundred.
Hundas.
I'm taking those hundas 10 at a time.
Because if you're a vegetable for 100 years, that's only 10%. You're good.
Well, yeah, but if you die first, I'm just like, pull the fucking plug. I'm going to go wake up later.
Well, do you know?
What do you mean? Like when you, like, oh.
How would you know?
Do you know you're going to get reborn? Because
you don't have your memories.
There's only one way to find out. We got to kill you.
What if that's what really happens, man? We don't know it.
Reincarnation. Hopefully,
we'll
get into
that
like a dog or something.
We'll get into that in another time.
Oh, I don't want to be a 100-year-old dog.
God.
All right. So Ian's going 1,000.
I'm going 1,000.
The rest
1,000.
Of us are going 100.
I'll do 100. Fuck it.
All right. So stranded on a desert island, a deserted island, deserted desert island. Okay.
Just move on.
Hey, that was a good joke.
You meet a woman.
Nice.
Okay. But she's half fish. Would you rather her be top fish or bottom fish?
Bottom fish.
Bottom fish.
100% bottom fish.
Bottom fish.
100%.
Why?
Because I'm not like, she's human size, right?
She's
human. It's just a big fucking
no. No, she's like the size of a Barbie.
I just want to make sure because a lot of these loopholes, monkey's paw bullshit, I'm not
normal,
about it.
The devil's an asshole.
Because I don't need to look at a... Okay, cool. Vagina's awesome. Butt's sweet. It's just legs, and the top half is just fucking fish going. Because
does the top half have to be in water?
It's just legs sticking out in there.
She has a portable jacuzzi that she like scoots around in. Yeah.
No, I'll take the mermaid sex. I ain't care.
I wish that they could see the face you made. Like, you're like, is she just there? Like,
maybe one day they'll get to see the face.
So yeah, I'm bottom fish.
Yep, bottom fish.
That was an easy one. Come on now.
I just picked that because I thought it was funny.
It was, bro. All
right. Would you rather have accordions for legs and they'll play music every step you take?
Oh my God, yes.
My dream.
Or have a...
I forgot to tell you about my other dream.
or have a 10-inch belly button protrusion that sways to the beat of music.
Why would you want that? Why would you want that? Why is that even
close?
Both
of those sound like wins.
Now,
no!
Okay, just hold on.
What's a belly button boner that plays music?
No, it doesn't play music. It just dances to music.
Does it
works!
Does it dance to the timing, or does it dance to like every beat?
It dances to the beat of every song.
That I'm listening to, not just out and about. Like if I'm somewhere...
Oh, I hope it's out and about.
If you're in an Olive Garden, and they're playing some jams,
yeah,
you're a little belly button dance, making some movement. Making some moves.
So,
now, can you tuck it into the belt? Can
you
tuck it down?
Could, but it's just going to like work its way out.
So, question about this stomach tail.
Yep.
can I choose whether it goes clockwise or counterclockwise?
I mean, it depends on the
music. Or is it just like...
I think it's more like a snake coming out of a basket.
Is it 10
like
foot food? Or 10 inches?
Oh. 10 inches.
I thought 10 foot.
What the fuck? You're not even that tall.
This thing that's why I thought it was so funny. It was like, you got a 10 foot belly tail.
Give me the accordion legs. That's cool.
Okay, yeah, accordion legs also.
God, I don't know. This is tough.
I want to jam out. I'd start to dance like real great and
jam out with your button out.
No,
it doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's a weird stipulation to this. These
can I get like FM radio?
Maybe
belly button?
Wrap it up in fucking aluminum foil, sure.
No, the belly button acts like Weekend at Bernie's, and then so anytime it hears music, it starts dragging you around.
Yeah,
that becomes your life force.
So how sturdy are these accordion legs?
I mean, they're sturdy enough for you to walk on.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You might get a little wobbly from here to here and there, but
okay.
A little wobbly from time to time.
Man. Small price to pay for the greatest legs ever.
Yeah, that's true. Are they like how big are they? Are they like the size of my legs?
We'll say that they're the size of your normal legs.
Do you shrink?
You know what
every
I should have? I should have changed this to have accordions for legs or slinkies for legs.
Slinkies for legs. That's what I would have picked.
What would a slinky for leg do?
The same thing as an accordion, but it doesn't play music.
If you had slinkies for legs, you cross your legs, you're fucked.
Yeah, they're twisted together forever.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
This is a three-part question there.
I'm going to say accordions.
I'm saying accordions.
I'm going accordions.
The belly thing is a good conversation.
You can catch someone's eye, and then you get sued.
That's a good conversation starter.
Did you ever see a belly button like this? Play some music.
I got 10 inches to show you real quick. It dances. Would you rather always have Cheeto dust on your fingers or always have a spot of syrup somewhere on your body?
Cheetos dust.
Give me the syrup.
So always, always that one feeling on your body that's just sticky and you can't get it off. Or Cheetos dust.
But where though?
Anywhere. It just in a random place.
Same with the Cheeto dust?
Cheetos dust is always on your fingers.
All of my fingers.
The syrup, like,
are you kidding me?
No. So you know how like when you eat.
Why is
like,
this
waffles?
A tough choice? You get a good cheesy snack anytime you want.
I mean, that's not
false. But I have syrup on me anywhere in my body. It could be a nice sweet snack for somebody else at some point.
And I don't see the problem with that either.
Boom.
I'm a cheesy snack guy.
Give me the syrupy sweet.
How big is this puddle of syrup on my body?
Quarter. We'll say it's
10
a quarter.
Inches.
It's from the size of a quarter.
I'll take the syrup.
It's the size of a quarter, but it's just anywhere. And you can, like, you're always going to know it. Like, you always feel it.
But it moves.
Yeah, it's going to be in a different spot every day.
What the fuck? When did that come into play?
That was like part of the question.
I'm telling you, Kyle, cheesy fingers.
I mean, a spot of sticky syrup on your body. It was supposed to be somewhere on your body.
It's like a mole.
It's a movie.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's like a syrup mole.
Is that cancer? No, it's syrup. I'm filthy.
Can't get this shit off me.
Yeah, so syrup.
Want to try
syrup? I'm giving the syrup.
Yeah.
Cheeto fingers,
I hate that. I absolutely hate that
feeling. And I thought of this today when I was eating chips and I had like fucking salt and like chip grease on my fingers and it pissed me off so much that, and it's worse with Cheetos and like Doritos.
Yep.
No, thank you.
That's awesome. No. It's a cheesy snack whenever
I don't like to lick my fingers.
That's also part of it.
Yeah.
And then you touch like a controller or something and it just kneads into the rubber
and
just fucks it all up.
Yeah, your phone's going to have to be wiped off all the time.
Yeah.
Bluetooth. So, onto the I got two Halloween ones. They're not like difficult. Well, this first one might be a little difficult, but would you rather have your house, let's try that again.
Hog?
Does that count as your mulligan?
Mulligan, please. Would you rather have your house be haunted by a real ghost that's friendly towards you? Or get abducted by aliens, but they're also friendly towards you.
Give me the
ghost.
So
would you rather have a friendly alien friend or a friendly ghost friend?
Give me the ghost.
Aliens. For sure. 100%.
It's hanging out with Casper.
So?
What friendly I wanted aliens to hang out with Casper.
You zipping around Earth?
Well, I mean, it's not what friendly aliens do you know. What ghosts do
you
know in general?
I mean, this alien doesn't have, like, a sweet, you know, T-bird he's going to fly around space with. He's like, well, I don't have the gas to get around right now.
How do you know that?
I know that, because that's how nice aliens don't have those cool things.
That's fair.
Yeah,
all the ones I know.
I'm going to have to go ghost.
Give me the ghost.
I wanted to hang out with
Casper. Dude, you can play Ghostbusters whenever you want.
And just ghost pranks.
Well, but see, I wanted to hang out with Casper, and then I wanted to go on Let's Make a Deal. And I'll know what's behind every door.
But I feel like the ghost had to be, like, facilitated in that one house that he's haunting.
Can ghosts leave houses?
He's haunting your house, but he's your friend. You can go to the mall.
Ghosts can leave houses. That's a fact, actually. God. scientific fact.
So what's the item that he's bound to in this house?
Your wiener.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
What? Why is that bad?
Aliens. No, I'm just trying to think of like a bad.
So I guess like, he's where this is the wrong
answer. What's a cool? What's an alien gonna do? Be like, that's cool. I can't really do
hey,
much.
Hey, I just want to let you know we're about to blow up your planet. You want to kind of come up here and chill with us?
No, he's nice.
He's nice, but his friends I might not be.
Nice in general or just nice to me?
He's nice to you.
Same with the ghost?
Oh, that's true.
What?
That's true. I did say he's nice to you.
Yeah, not everybody else.
He's not friendly to everybody.
But hey, go haunt Daryl.
Go haunt Daryl. Fuck him.
How often do you hear about ghosts that only haunt one person?
How often do you hear about ghosts?
Other people can't see people who sees their ghosts.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Sounds like something a poltergeist would do.
I don't know. So, ghosts all around.
Ghosts, give me the ghosts.
Aliens for
yeah,
Kyle.
Aliens, fuck yeah. Give me that technology.
Last one.
Dumb.
Would you rather be Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers?
Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees.
Also Jason Voorhees.
Michael Myers.
I think you did it because we all picked Jason.
The fucking contrarian.
No, because I'm not going to get drowned.
Yeah, but you die at a young age and you're immortal.
What's wrong with that? What's my weakness?
Mike, what do you mean?
My sister.
That I killed?
Yeah.
What's your weakness?
Did he kill his sister?
I think he ended up killing his sister, and she came back as Michael 2, Revenge of the Michael.
Oh, yeah, we made this joke already. I forgot.
But Jason is just like, oh, just throw him in a puddle. He'll die. He can't swim.
He does way worse shit than that. Jason can swim. He's come back. He walks through water.
He's afraid of the water.
I'm afraid of clowns, but none of them killed me yet.
Yeah. I would.
But he lives in Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, like, that's it.
He's out of multiple movies. He's walked into the water and back out.
Yeah, but he's only in Camp Crystal Lake. Michael Myers isn't
bound. He went
to
Manhattan.
Michael isn't bound to anything in particular.
His sister.
Which
he only chases the one person. No, Jamie Lee Curtis is always alive.
So would you be Goldmember or Dr. Evil in this scenario then?
Dr. Evil.
Or Shrek.
Also, he's not just Goldmember. He's also Austin Powers.
Right.
And Fat Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cat in the Hat.
I was watching that the other day.
Why?
Super fucking bad.
It's
super
so bad.
Fucking bad.
Isn't that bad?
Shut your goddamn mouth.
I missed something in this conversation. I get it now.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Jerry.
I'm really glad you caught up.
Yeah.
Can awesome. I use another
Are you listening to this show?
I didn't get the joke at first.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
Why?
What do you mean? I'm going to need to see the redeeming qualities.
It's a fun movie to watch.
It's not. Paris Hilton's in that movie.
Two words. Alec.
Baldwin.
Baldwin. That's his name.
He's not redeemable.
Michael Myers.
Okay,
I get it.
He's
so funny.
No. We didn't even say Wayne.
Mm. Oh, shit. I want to be Wayne.
You sound so like you regret
Wayne.
Everything.
Why didn't you guys tell me about Wayne?
Is that it for the Would You Rathers?
That was the last one.
Oh, shit, we're at 42 minutes. All right, hit me with the style thing.
Oh, I want to hear that song I love so much.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
All right, we're here on the red carpet again with Kyle. Kyle, what are you repping on this spook day?
On my feet?
Let's start bottom to top.
Bottom to top, all right. I have red sneakers.
Red?
Red sneakers,
What's
yeah.
What's the thought behind the red?
I don't know, they're my favorite color. I really like red. They're untied, though.
We've known now.
Yeah. I was like, my knees are all scabbed, and I've been, you know, tripping and everything.
Why'd you leave them untied, bud?
I don't know how to tie them.
You gotta get them Velcros.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
Good. What do you got on them knees?
On my knees?
Yeah, on your knees.
Scabs. I've been falling. I just
so
told
no
you.
No pants?
I have pants,
well,
yes.
What do you got repping those
green,
leg?
I have
those
green shorts. Green, I have green shorts.
Green shorts?
And they have these weird, it looks like confetti that's on them.
Mm, sprinkles.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. But they're also green. Like they're not multi.
A different shade? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
All right. So yeah. You're, I'm pretty sure I know who you are, but keep going.
And for my shirt,
Do it, Kyle.
Shirt's out of this world, isn't it?
Tell me about the
oh,
shirt.
Oh man,
Kyle.
I love my shirt so much.
Yeah,
I got it. I got it from an alien.
Is this alien your friend?
He is.
What's his name?
Pete.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
P
Pete.
Planet Pete.
What else you got?
Wait, I didn't describe the shirt.
Oh, shit. I like that they're arguing now for some reason. Ian can see him, and he still doesn't believe what the fuck he's saying.
It's it's a sky blue shirt. It's got... so
fucked. No, what do you got on? Show me what you got. Tell me what you got. It's the blue.
It's got Saturn on it.
Is that Saturn?
Yeah.
Or is it a sideways Neptune?
They're the same planet. And it's got a red collar and red sleeves, I guess. I don't know what that is.
What's the thought behind that? What's the plan?
I told you, I got it from an alien. I got it from Pete.
Pete Planet Pete?
Yes.
Pete the Planet?
Yeah.
Okay, what else are you wrapping on them face?
Oh, man, I got freckles, too, and I'm trying to get rid of those.
That's refreculous.
Yeah.
Fuck!
So much. I also have, I got some new glasses.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just what the, do they look just like? The coolest shade of purple you've ever seen.
Did Pete supply those?
No, he didn't. I had to pay out of pocket for that.
Mm. Pete sounds like a pretty sweet dude, other than that.
I had to dye my hair red as well.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really out of control up there.
Really into Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Lately.
Oh, he's so great.
Who's that? Hey, Tommy.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew he'd be here.
Tommy.
I knew it would be him.
Tommy, what do you think about our friend here?
Can't wait to hear this.
Pretty good. He's pretty good, I guess. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
Hey, I'll see you later, man. Take it easy.
Old Chuckles the Clown over here with his red hair. That's been Guy Styles.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
And we're back.
We need to have a meeting on the show.
My stomach hurts now.
I'm going to call it quality control. Oh, my God.
We can ditch mine.
You don't want to do yours?
If we're too late.
I don't give a fuck.
I want to talk. This is the Halloween.
Jumbo Halloween episodes. We already went over
this. Yeah, we went over this. This whole month, they're all supersized.
Okay.
I think that your topic is rock hard topic.
Wow.
Croc hard.
I can tell.
Croctober
hard. You're sitting
hard.
Over there. I'm sitting over here. And that's
October hard.
I can feel it.
I just want to let y'all know, real quick, though. I did see somebody send a Snapchat of a pair of Crocs and did say Croctober.
Fucking A. Can we get them on the show?
We trademarked that. They're sued.
Yeah, they actually owe us money.
They're
now.
Sued. TM.
TM, 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 TM.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
So I downloaded this app.
Okay.
I just started using it. It's called Foursquare.
That's an old app.
Yeah. Well, I think it's called like Swarm now. They've kind of rebranded or something like that.
Okay.
But basically the premise is you check into places.
Yeah.
And if you check in to this place enough times, you become the mayor.
Right.
So
what you're telling me is that Donald Trump is not the mayor of his own house right now.
No, he's not.
Great.
It could be Barron for all of you know.
Perfect.
We don't know.
Perfect.
For example, I am the mayor at our work right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
I'm
the mayor.
I'm about to download this app and fix that shit.
Try me.
You're about to be off for a week, boy.
Oh,
great.
Shit.
That sounds awesome.
Great. But yeah, it's pretty great. So I think what this app allows you to do is, you can just be like a vigilante. You could do whatever you wanted.
Can I check into my neighbor's house and then be the mayor of their house and then show them that I'm the mayor for their house and be like, get out.
Legally, dude,
you're the people's mayor.
Yeah.
Legally, they have to give you their keys to that house.
I think that's what they're supposed to do.
Or
yeah.
Pay you to live there.
Yeah, I'll earn their taxes.
Yeah.
Or something.
You are the mayor. Think about it. We need to start a campaign. To go around the United States and be the mayor of everything, that makes you the mayor of the world.
Does this show you, like, hot spots in the area? Like, coveted spots?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Ooh, no. We should add prices and stuff to things. Be like, if you get this, you get this thing. Stuff much.
Are you trying to invent retail? I don't know.
So, based...
important places. Like, you can go to City Hall. Check in, like, and become the mayor of City Hall. Therefore, you're the mayor of the town.
Would you have to fight the real mayor?
In
yeah.
In a fist fight where your hands are tied behind your backs and you can only use tongues.
Well.
Oh, shit. Tongue fighting. Classic.
I would just headbutt him.
No, can't do, no that's tongues. Not, it's tongue fight. The ancient Brazilian tongue. Don't do that
don't
face.
Like
please
that.
Don't do that face.
He's still doing it.
I'm like
staring
it.
At the table. He's still doing it.
I don't like it because I saw it. I also don't like it because I'm afraid that the microphone picked up the noises from it.
Don't be afraid of the truth.
Don't be afraid of the tongue fight.
Uh-huh.
That's the manliest way to fight.
But what other places should I, like, so here, or us, check into to legally own?
What we should own. First, you're right. The real mayor's office, I would just add some legitimacy.
Or mayor's house. Do you think mayor's house is a better choice than where he works?
Attack him where he lives.
Yeah, attack him at home.
Yeah, which, attack's probably not the right word. The jail.
Oh my gosh.
We should definitely check
like
in at the jail.
The mayor of the jail.
Yeah.
Did you pull up the mayor?
I looked up the mayor of the town that we're in. Whatever your.
Are you gonna attack him?
No, I'm not. I'm not attacking him. I'm
oh
looking
my God.
To see where city council is, just so I can, you know,
become
check
the mayor.
In, check in 7 to 10 times a day.
Yeah, fuck the government.
I'm soon. I
How,
will
you,
be.
Can
the
you
government.
Check in more than once a day?
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so you just sit at work and just click the check in
no.
button then?
No,
like,
you have
you
to
know,
leave
here and there
and come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nose.
Just turn your phone off.
It knows when you're sleeping and it knows when you're awake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is just another way for the government to watch where we are.
Yeah, mostly. And let you be the mayor and own everything.
Fair.
It's fine. Soon I will own that and we're good.
Oh,
I'll own
shit.
It for the people.
Can you check into Earth? Can you become the mayor of Earth?
I think Pete did that already.
Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Pete?
He just walked by.
Peter?
How is this joke bleeding into segments?
I don't know.
Anybody else have a mulligan?
I'm trying to think of where the best place to check in would be in our town.
The bank.
The bank's a good one. Not the best one, I think.
CBS, get those pharmacy technicians out of there.
Those worthless pill pushers.
On to better things.
Yeah. Move on.
More successful careers,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, in honor of Edgy Day. What is it? Edge Day?
Edge Day.
Hot Topic.
Ooh.
Or Spencer's.
Spencer's is less edgy because they sell knickknacks.
True. And alcohol stuff. And drug stuff.
Yeah, really. That's about it. So, if you
and
want the
dildos.
They do. If you want true edge... Check in to Hot Topic.
Yep.
Get your studded belts. Get your dog collars or whatever the fuck.
Your local McDonald's.
I was going to say, yeah, where am I going to eat? I got to eat.
You got to own.
You can eat leather. You can.
It's fair, I guess. You shouldn't, but you could.
Good.
You got to boil it first.
You don't.
Boil it, mash it.
Don't.
Chicken and stew.
Don't. Yeah, check in to Hot Topic today.
I think Hot Topic, I think the bank.
Okay.
The mayor's office, obviously, be the mayor of the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's a higher honor than that?
Would I be mayor squared then? If
yes.
I'm the mayor of the
yeah,
mayor?
Yeah, you're mayor squared.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You
we'll
have
your sash.
Check in. You have Make to check into your neighbor's house, like Gage said.
Yeah, take
Collect
his house.
Collect those tax monies.
Yeah, assert dominance on your neighbor.
Own your neighbor's house.
And keep his dog.
What if my neighbor checks into my house?
You're fucked.
What do
you
I do?
Just tongue fight.
Well, good thing this is pre-recorded and he won't know until Tuesday and you know now.
That's true. That's fair.
The internet company. Because you have shitty internet.
The whole internet.
Oh, yes.
You can be the mayor of the internet. Then charge everybody in the world that uses internet. You're the internet mayor.
I like it.
You're the king.
Shit.
Brain
blast.
Just literally, I could do anything.
You're literally the president of the internet.
I'm gonna need
point.
A car or some type of.
We're gonna start a campaign
mm-hmm.
for the people.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get voted in because you're gonna do it all by your damn self.
I need a slogan. What's a good slogan?
I'm gonna take your stuff.
Quit beating it.
Yep.
Or what about you? What do you got?
Quit beating it, or I'll take your stuff.
Yep.
What?
What do you got for a slogan?
Oh, I have no idea. I've been sitting here waiting for an opportunity to just say, I'm going to go check in at the headquarters for Chuck E. Cheese. That's the only thing important. Like, that's all I'm worried about.
Why?
I just want Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a place for children.
Yeah.
It's about to not be.
Oh, shit.
They have Dave and Buster's for...
But Dave and Buster's doesn't sound as cool as Chuck E. Cheese. Not even close.
What?
Did you know that Chuck E. Cheese's middle name, the E, is Entertainment? His name's Chuck Entertainment Cheese.
I'm not.
I thought it was Chucky. No. Like Chucky the name.
No, it's Chuck.
But his last name's already Cheese. What do you want?
Yeah,
what do you
Chuck want to Entertainment do? Cheese.
Why do you know this, though?
Can his slogan be Chuck Entertainment Cheese? Like throw, like Chuck, like throw.
No, I think it should be like,
Is that spelled differently?
Yeah, no. Is it?
I don't think so.
Who would know?
I would, because I can spell.
Yeah, you got third place in a spelling bee. I think you can.
I did.
What about quit holding your hand and I own it.
It should just be about old fashions.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck the police.
No, nope.
I will be the police.
Yeah, he's going to take the jail.
He can fuck them all he wants.
I am the law.
Yeah. Give all him old fashions.
Damn.
Start beating off cops.
Oh, there you go. If you can't beat them off, take them.
Beat them off.
Yeah.
If you can't beat them off, be their boss.
There you go.
And then you can legally beat them off.
Then you Harvey Weinstein them into a closet.
Wow.
And then you're trapped in a closet. Like
what's
that
next?
One stuff.
I'm gonna end on the Harvey Weinstein joke and move on.
Oh, it's my time. To share with Ian. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I would like to say a sports thing.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you guys saw the Cubs played recently, and let me just say that Jane Fance did a phenomenal job. It was 9-8 against the Nats, and Jane Fance, the fancy dancer, pitched a eagle. It was great.
Can I ask you what the importance of that game was?
It was the playoff game to get into the playoffs against the Dodgers.
What's the series?
Well, it's the World Series, but
what series did they play in? The World Series hasn't happened yet.
It's baseball.
I'll give you the first two letters: the National League, and then what's the last two words?
Of baseball.
Yep, that's it. All right, he got it. Moving on.
Moving on to
Jane Fance, the fancy dancer.
I hate you.
I can't. The sack zone.
It's the sack zone.
Touchdown.
Ian?
Yeah. Please call me by my title.
Okay, last placed in the sack zone?
World's best dad.
World's best dad and the knowledge that everyone craves for football season. Mm-hmm. We've got Ian here.
Damn right.
With some lovely predictions for week 7 of NFL season. The real football, the real sport, the one people actually care about.
Damn right.
So, week 5, before I get into this week, I want to say anybody that picked along with what I picked, I'm fucking sorry.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm the one that doesn't know football.
Damn right.
So, week 5, you had the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Vikings all winning on the road.
Road Warriors.
We're going to pick that
Synergy.
Somewhere.
Synergy.
Wait, who won?
The Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. All 3-1.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Ian picked the Chiefs and the Vikings, 2-1.
You know, rock hard.
Kyle had the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Vikings.
Did they win?
Oh.
Huh, that's weird.
What's high score mean?
Did I break it?
Gage had the Patriots and the Chiefs, 2-1.
Those fucking Bears.
I picked everybody that was playing at home like an idiot.
Stupid.
0-3.
Who did the Patriots play?
They played the Buccaneers. For those listening, just keep in mind this is like a week backwards because of the way that we or the times that we record.
I just
got to clarify that. What?
Choke myself to sleep.
Me?
Are you
no?
Why?
He said Land Pirates again.
That's what a Buccaneer is.
Yeah, well, you're in for a fucking surprise. This week on Thursday, you've got the Chiefs at the Raiders.
Hell yeah, Chiefs for days. Chiefs are the original Raiders, the Indians. They raided people.
Thank God.
This is just their land, right?
What?
So, yeah. The Chiefs. Falcons at the Patriots on Sunday night.
That's a toughie because, well, I'm going to have to say the Patriots. Patriots have a gun to shoot the Falcon out of the air. That's kind of a given.
Yes, absolutely. Redskins at the Eagles on Monday night.
I'm going to have to say Eagles. You know, Eagles fly free. And Redskins have spears and things, and they just, you know, they aren't very good.
I love it.
All right.
Chiefs at Raiders, Kyle.
Chiefs.
Gage, Chiefs at Raiders.
Give me the Chiefies.
the Chiefies.
Chiefy.
And me, I am also going with the Chiefies.
I'd like the Chiefs.
Kyle, Falcons at the Patriots.
I'm going to go Patriots.
All right, Gage.
I'm taking the Patriots.
All right, here we go with the first picking the wrong fucking team. I picked the Falcons.
You fool!
Huh? I'm just saying the Patriots ain't been doing too great. The Falcons got Matt Ryan. He's a cool dude.
Are you comparing quarterbacks now?
Get it? I said cool dude. Because Matty Ice. I don't understand. Fuck Tom Brady.
I got that here.
Fuck Tom Brady.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I'm the professional.
Redskins at the Eagles,
Jesus
Kyle.
Jesus Christ.
Redskins?
Yeah, because you're a Redskins fan.
Gage. Take it back. Mulligan.
He mulliganed your pick.
Eagles. I guess I'll pick Eagles.
No, you already used your mulligan.
I know.
I'll use mine.
I'm using his.
All right. Are we mulliganing Kyle to the Eagles?
Yeah.
Right. Kyle's an Eagles
I can't argue with a mulligan.
Gage, what's it going to be? Eagles, Redskins?
Yeah, you're out
Redskins
of them.
And Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles.
Taking the Eagles. Yeah. I'm going to pick the Redskins. Because guess what? I think the Eagles got to lose eventually again. And it's going to be the Redskins that do it. Because the Redskins have bows and arrows that you can't use as a celebration because it's simulating a weapon, and that'll be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, just so you guys know. Redskins, do they have a hand symbol for the Redskins?
Yeah, it's this.
Gage is docking right now.
That's not docking.
That is not docking.
According this is
to,
docking.
No. In Grand Theft Auto, the fucking emote for docking, it's this.
I guess that's a big pee hole.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess that works.
Sure.
Sounding. Anyway,
well, that's, sounding is, you know,
that's,
in there.
That's. The, I thought he was going to interrupt me. That's the sack zone. Bye, guys.
Touchdown!
Are you leaving?
Sack zone.
We left the sack zone.
Oh, okay. Bye, guys. Okay, I guess it's my topic that Jarrett brought.
Yeah, it's my topic that you're bringing up.
Gisties.
The Gisties.
The Gisties.
So, walk me through this again.
Okay, hold on, because I wrote it down. So, the other night, a listener, because this is a listener question,
that was brought up to me. But I'm going to steal theirs, too.
That's fine. So, I don't know where I put it. It's right here. So, the question that was asked is, what are the reasons why guys ghost girls that they're talking to?
Why guys ghost girls?
Yes. So I brought it as why do people ghost other people just in general?
Yeah.
But the question that was given to me specifically was why do guys do it?
Probably for the same reason girls do it.
It is. But that was the question that was brought up.
Okay.
So
well, let me ask you this.
Now, was this person ghosted?
I don't know, I guess.
I was gonna just open this table. Have you ever been ghosted?
Have I? Yeah.
Have you ever ghosted someone?
No.
I don't know.
What do you mean? You forgot someone?
I think so.
You mean like in general?
You stopped talking to him.
I think that this
is just a
more,
relationship type of
I think
ghost.
This was more in a dating scenario type question.
Oh, we're Googling this thing, I guess.
Like, I want the definition.
If you're talking to, so say you match somebody on Tinder, mm-hmm. and you're talking, like you hang out a couple times, and then all of a sudden
match someone on Tinder.
And then all of a sudden they never reply to you again. You text them, they don't reply. You go on Snapchat, they don't reply. They open everything, but they just ignore you and they totally disappear. That's basically what ghosting is.
Do you want me to give you the definition from Urban Dictionary?
There you go.
Yes.
Which is going to be pretty much what I said, but
yeah, well, it's the same thing, but I just lay it out for
okay, go ahead.
The act of suddenly ceasing all communication with someone the subject is dating, but no longer wishes to date. This is done in hopes that the ghostee will just get the hint and leave the subject alone, as opposed to the subject simply telling them that he/she is no longer interested. Ghosting is not specific to a certain gender and is closely related to the subject's maturity and communication skills. Many attempt to justify ghosting as a way to cease dating the ghostee without hurting their feelings, but in fact proves the subject is thinking more of themselves, as ghosting often creates more confusion for the ghostee than if the subject kindly stated he/she is not interested.
Go ahead and read this.
Did you see it? Yeah. All right, so there's two subjects here talking about ghosting. Cameron and Beth. Cameron says,
bitch,
how was your second date with Kyle?
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
bitch.
Shit. They caught your ass.
And Beth said, I thought it went well, but I've texted him a couple times since then, and he's been ghosting me. Cameron says, what? I thought he was more mature than that. So, Kyle?
You fucked up.
We went to dinner, though, right?
Olive Garden, probably.
Yeah.
You shit.
Okay, here's the thing. Yeah. She had a burger. Yeah. She put pickles on top of the bun.
She got a burger at Olive Garden.
Yes.
I told you they had more than just pasta.
I can't do that.
Okay. I've never ghosted somebody.
I've been ghosted so many times because people don't think that I'm good for relationships.
You've been ghosted so many times?
Yes.
So, okay, Ian. How does it make you feel?
Well, it made me feel like, huh, okay. And then I kind of moved on.
So how much thought did you put into it? Like, do you think that, oh, well, maybe I did something wrong? Or was it thinking like, well, maybe the other person just doesn't want to be with me? Or was it, or did you fuck up?
I don't know.
Did you cause something to happen for the ghosting?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, actually, at all. Because I never...
Text them right now.
No. I deleted Tinder.
Okay,
so no.
Oh, was it on Tinder? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I we were talking, and then I was like, yeah. She was like, how many siblings do you have? I said, 4 sisters. She was done.
Wow. Stop with the sisters thing.
That is 100% true story.
So,
did you use your mulligan?
Gage used it.
Yeah, he used it.
I was going to ask him if you'd use it on his sisters.
That's kind of
what the hell does that
gross.
Mean? We're going to put him back?
Then
you're going to put him back in that room? That abortion room?
So, but I don't think, I wouldn't qualify Tinder as a ghosting like a thing like well, that falls okay. in because Tinder is so flash in the pan. Like you can talk yes. to someone on Tinder for a day and then never go back to the person later on.
Right.
Yes. But now what if this person that you're talking to on Tinder, you hang out with them multiple times.
So you have like 2 dates.
Like you have 2 or 3 dates and then they just never talk to you.
That's the problem. None of them ever wanted to go on a date with me.
So, yeah, see, I weren't ghosting.
I got stood up a lot. That was what it was.
I think it's different if you're talking about somebody that you're just talking to okay. versus somebody that you've hung out with.
Okay,
I've had several conversations on Tinder where they just stop talking to
it's
you.
It's just Tinder. Yeah. That's just communication.
That's just how it works. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been ghosted.
But I've had people where I've had conversations with them on Tinder. I've gotten their number. We've talked for weeks at a time, and then they just completely stop responding.
Okay.
That's, I think, different. But I've also had situations where I've hung out with people before and then talk for weeks afterwards and then disappear.
And what do you think that is?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I was just curious.
I assume because they find out I'm fucking weird, but...
Well, you shouldn't be fucking anyone.
I don't know
shouldn't be
that,
spreading them genes.
I don't think I've been ghosted. I feel like everyone that I've been on a date with, if I'm in good speaking terms with them, not like an ex-girlfriend, but like I'm in talking terms with them in some capacity. I don't feel like I've been ghosted, but I feel like I could be because I'm just how I am.
My sister's ghosted a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. I don't have to ask which sister this is.
Yeah. It's cause you know, and she ghosted some dude and then you know what he did? Showed up at our house with flowers and then showed up at our work with flowers. I had to stop.
What like time frame?
This was.
Here we go.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to upset you. This is around the time you went on a date with her.
Oh, cool.
She goes to this guy. He showed up the house with flowers. I was like, "Who's this dude?" And then he was like, "Hey, I have flowers for her." And I was like, "Do you want to put them inside?" And she was like, "He was like, yeah." And then he went to a work with flowers, and she came home from work, and I was like, how are the flowers? And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, the guy that stopped here and dropped off flowers for you also went to your work with flowers.
For the record, this was not me.
No, I know.
Okay.
That this wasn't you.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, you fool. So yeah, she's ghosted him. She's ghosted a bunch of people.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you guys think are typical reasons for why somebody would go, like if you were to ghost somebody, what do you think the reason would be for why you would do it?
Why I would do it?
Or just why do you think people do it?
I think it's exactly what the definition says. People scared. Don't want to come up to the whole like, hey, you know, this isn't working out. I think they're afraid of like either upsetting somebody by directly talking to them about why, or like the reverse reaction where they say like, oh, I don't see this working out, and the other person gets fucking mad about it for some reason.
They're still gonna get mad anyway.
Well, that's the thing. But like it's either you have to deal with it face to face, or either, you know, over the phone or whatever, or just like, well, they're gonna be over in their mad corner for a while and I don't have to see that. I just blocked their phone number.
I think it's a cop out.
Yeah. It's the easy way out.
What I think it is they don't want to deal with confrontation.
Sure.
And they don't want to have to give you a reason. for why things aren't working out. Because if you say, hey, I don't think this is going to work out, they might be like, well, why? And then what you have to fix then it? You have yeah, to make yeah. a reason. And then if you make a reason, they're like, well, we can work on that. We can fix it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, shit, now what do I do?
Come you know up with another mean? Reason,
and
I guess.
I think that's what it is. Because guys don't like to fucking make up reasons for why they think they feel things because they're fucking stupid.
I'm good with my emotions. I'm very upfront about it. I like to talk.
I'm like, not. I've had situations where I told this girl that then we had never hung out before.
Well,
so, but I texted her and I was like, hey, I don't think this is going to work like on a relationship level, sure. but you're pretty cool. Like we can stay friends.
Yeah, let's be close.
She
whatever.
Fucking threw a fit.
Yeah.
Absolute fit.
Because people don't like to be shut down.
But I had never even hung out with her. It's not like we ever went on dates. We talked for a week. And I was just like, hey, just like throwing this out there that I think this should stay as a friendship. And okay. she threw a fit.
And you did you ghost did her you after it? This? Did
no, have, she blocked my number and everything.
Did you have, oh, okay. did so, you have a planned date with this girl?
No.
Nothing?
No, not a thing.
So why did you have to clarify that you were not interested in a relationship with her?
Because I matched her on Tinder.
Oh. Eh, whatever.
And you through just conversation,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I know. You could just go. But I'm yeah. a fucking nice person. Recently, I had another girl that I had been talking to for.
Damn,
a
Jared,
few
maybe
weeks.
That's why everyone's ghosting you. Talking to all these girls.
These were several weeks apart.
Oh.
But moves quick. I was talking no to leg. This girl, and then I started talking to another girl that I had been hanging out with and was talking to more. And so I told the original girl, "Hey." I have to be upfront with you.
Yep. Fuck
I'm
you.
Start no. I was like, I gotta be upfront with you. Like, I started with talking to respect, another girl.
Fuck you.
And she's like, things.
You're not
more
as pretty
serious.
As her.
And so what I told her is that we could stay friends. Blah blah blah.
She's got
and
more money.
She, God damn.
I'd rather tongue punch her fart box.
Anyway, what were you
no, saying? But no, because I feel guilty talking. Like even without dating somebody, like I feel guilty talking to more than one. Person
okay
like in a room
but isn't that
way.
What dating is
yeah but it, like it is but I don't feel comfortable doing it like it,
you're not
I
labeled
guilty.
To any of these people
no I'm not but okay. like I feel guilty like splitting my attention between multiple people
I get that sure
you know
so
what I mean?
Take on. Yeah.
So I narrow it down to one person I talk to that one person and if it doesn't work out move on to another person eventually
or a week later
or tell the old person nah I found someone better
yeah sure whatever But like oh, I just I like to be upfront with people, so like I'm not the kind of person that would ever ghost anybody.
Okay,
what about you, Kyle?
No, I wouldn't ghost somebody. No, it's never happened to me.
Never been ghosted, and you never would ghost.
No, would
good.
I mean, it feels yeah, like you said, it's a coward's way out. It's just
totally
is. Just tell them you just, know it's not working out, not feeling it. Sorry.
I don't think I've ever been ghosted. Then again, I'm not smart enough to remember. But
I don't think you're smart enough to realize.
I don't, that's fair, actually. I'm like, she's probably busy.
Yeah, oh, she got other things going on.
Oh, God, the name.
Must have got a new phone.
I'll try your Facebook.
Shit. I've ghosted someone.
Here you go.
Oh, no. I take back that high five.
Now,
oh,
you're, no. now you're the worst person of all time on this show.
I go, okay, somehow. Well, there's a good reason why I ghosted her.
Okay.
She's a crazy person.
Awesome. Starting off great.
She tried to get me to cheat on my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
She's...
So that's not... Wait, hold on. So you're not dating this other person?
No.
Does that count as ghosting?
Does it?
Non-relationship ghosting. Like, did you talk to them on a frequent basis?
She talked to me because she wanted to be my friend, and then it turns out she was like, oh, well, I just kind of wanted to sleep with you. And I was like, oh.
You should be like, awesome. Not happening.
Did you guys, like, hang out?
No.
Never
met
hung
her.
Out. So, it was, I mean, still.
Never met her?
Continue.
Okay. Well, she changed her phone number, like, 5 times to talk to me. Pretended to be my ex and a whole bunch of other stuff. She just recently texted me again. Last time she texted me before this time, I was with Kyle. And we came up with the idea to send her that meme of the like small child that's like, why though?
Okay.
And she got really mad at that. And then she changed her number to a Texas number and just called or texted me not too long ago. And she's like, hey, I need to ask you something. I was like, what? Because I like talked to my
why
girlfriend.
Do you respond?
Right.
And I talked to my girlfriend. She's like, well, I want to know. So I texted her back. She was like, I found this guy and I think he's the one. How do you know they're the one? And I just like, I'm not going to get into that. So I just like didn't. I ghosted her again.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the only time.
I don't think that's ghosting.
So I think that the next time she texts you, you need to tell her pick A or B. A is Gage's phone number. B is my phone number. And then you just pass it off to one of us.
No, I don't want you guys to deal with that.
I feel like I'm a lot less nice than you. I feel like
I would have a lot more fun with it, though.
See, I had fun with it for a second, and then I was like, oh, no, this is not fun anymore.
You just tell her to fuck off.
Well, that's basically what I did.
Not well enough, apparently.
No. Did you say that?
I will next time. Fuck off. Yeah. I will.
Okay. And you need to give my number. I'll put that person away.
So is this
I don't want them around, Gage.
So is this like every like 3 months or 4 months? It just you'll get a random text message and this just like...
It was every month.
Weird.
Yeah, it's bad.
Let it go.
Yeah. No, she's got a problem.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
That's like, I think there's real issues. Off. Yeah.
Just be like, just leave me alone forever. Please.
Just no.
Just stop. No,
please. This is ridiculous. God, no.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're out there, don't ghost people.
Yeah,
it's kind of fucked up.
If you get, wait, what? Okay, so do we need advice for people who have just been ghosted? Keep your head up.
Yeah, definitely.
Beat off a few times before you do anything rash.
Or, you know.
Have a wank and think.
Or. If they ghosted you, they weren't worth your time to begin with.
Sure.
I mean.
Do not send like 100 dick messages. Pics. Well, yeah, that too. But like 100 messages. Be like, hey, did you get my last message?
Or like. You
also, don't reply to them when 3 weeks later they message you back.
What do you mean?
Like, when they ghost you...
New phone, who dis?
No, because I've seen this happen before, too, where they go on dates and then they fucking... Like, a friend of mine never got a text back. Never got a response. Deleted her off Facebook, everything. Okay?
Okay.
3 weeks later, messaged her, hey, sorry, I've been really busy.
I was fucking another dude. Yeah. Didn't work out. No, my bad.
I mean, you gotta have a little more self-respect than that.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Hey, sorry, I've been busy. Yeah.
Don't fall into the trap.
So don't reply when they fucking... If they finally come back around, they're like, oh, well... I was trying to do something else, but now your choice B, let me get back at it.
Or, unless...
Still cooking back there on the back burner?
Unless... Find out who they are, find out their best friend, get their best friend's phone number, fuck their best friend, and then when they message you back, be like, oh, sorry, I've been fucking your friend, what's up?
Okay, yeah, so if you just got ghosted, fuck their friend.
Yeah.
So, there you go. That's the official stance from the How We Do podcast on ghosting. So, if you just got ghosted, fuck their friend.
Yeah. Fuck their friend and be like, oh, sorry, your friend's better.
Yeah.
Okay, or perfect. If you never met them, be like, hey, your friend's pretty cool. You suck.
Hey.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we got to the end of that. God damn it. Cool. Anything else that we want to discuss this week's episode?
I think we helped enough people today.
Okay, I think we did too. I think, you know, we did.
All the good people. So many people. So that is going to do it for us. I'm going to let Kyle handle the outro.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to tell your friends, rate, subscribe. Us to us and whatnot on iTunes.
We're out of mulligans.
Yeah, shit. Stop fucking up, Kyle.
Oh, Betty's got a mulligan.
No.
We can use Betty's.
Betty. Oh, she's not here today.
Can we use Sam's?
No, did Sam's Tommy not here. Tommy's gone.
Hey, Kyle, can I ask you a question real quick before we leave?
Yeah.
Is it weird that you hate pickles, but your best friend's last name is Pickles? Like, does that bother you?
We're kind of at a feud right now, so...
Family feud. Really
he's ghosting him at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He won't stop texting me. It's like...
He was a ghost on Halloween once, wasn't he? Tommy was?
Probably. Your old boy? I think so, yeah.
Your right. old Anyways. Boy.
Yep.
Continue.
So, yeah. Be sure to rate us on iTunes. Tell... How many friends this week? Like, 15 people this week?
Tell anybody...
63.
If you got ghosted, tell the person that ghosted
you. Yeah, you text them right now and tell them.
Send them this podcast.
Like, hey... Bitch, you listen to this.
Send in this episode, yes.
Listen to this and fuck yourself.
Feel free to timestamp the ghosting part.
Yeah.
Yes. You can also find us on Facebook.
Send this to your ghost friends and your alien friends.
Yes. We're on Twitter.
Hey, send it to your human friends too, though.
Kyle's not going to get through this.
No, I'm not. You can find us on Twitter at How We Do Podcast. We're literally on every conceivable podcast feed out there. I just found us on. Was it Overcast? What was it called?
That's weather.
No. Shut up.
I don't know.
Like Castbox or Shoutbox or something like that.
Castbox.
Yeah, we had a couple subs on there.
FM Player or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Did we ever get that thing for Spotify out?
No, I didn't look into that. I've been super busy.
But yeah, coming soon to Spotify.
Betty's been busy.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah, hoping to
Spotify
be.
Spotify is apparently very difficult to get onto.
It's super difficult to get onto.
But we're going to try.
It's just now catching on to the web browsers now, though, so...
Okay.
It'd be great.
Yeah. So, thank you all for tuning in and getting this far. This is the Jumbo episode, so sorry for how long it took. Next week will be a 15 times better because we might have a special treat for you.
And 15 times longer.
I certainly hope not. I can't be here all day.
It's going to be a therapeutic session, I think.
Nice. A therapeutic Halloween session.
We're going to do a yoga video.
Yogi the Bear video.
Both good ideas.
Yoga Yogi.
We're going to do yoga dressed as Yogi Bear. And we're going to have picnic snacks and everything.
Stop giving out our good ideas.
Picnic baskets. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. And do it for Johnny.